Mark, the last time you were on the show, or at least that I was on when we were talking about the facial recognition technology that's being pushed. And the Chinese, they not only are doing the DNA, but they're also have this huge, massive buildup, a database of the facial recognition going on. And you've said in the past about the facial recognition technology that's being stored in mass all over the world, that governments could use this, and it would actually give a global government dictator an unimaginable tool for world control. In your opinion, does facial recognition technology combined with the newer technologies we have with better cameras, smaller cameras, satellites, databases, all of these things coming together, could this be considered one of maybe even the biggest threats to human freedom that we have ever seen?
A, it is the biggest threat. Two, our own government has its version of the same kind of database the Chinese are creating. Our version is the FBI's next generation identification database that contains the information of one out of every two American citizens, whether you've committed a crime or not. And biometrics collected include facial recognition, iris scans, fingerprints, voice recognition, and we also have a database called CODIS for collecting the DNA of people.